I'm really happy to be here today, and I'm going to do something I do in the churches I preach. I usually preach on four different churches on Sunday. Today is different. This is my first sermon during the morning, so thank you very much. But I do something not to wake you up, it's to wake me up. I have my friend who has a shofar, and every time I'm preaching, I'm asking him to do two things, to wake me up and to pray for me. So, Tim, feel free to wake me up. Oh, before I do that, Tim, come on, Tim, wait. This is the day, Tim. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to say this. I am not American, and you are. And thanks God that you exist, because through you, I am Christian. Through you, can you believe it? Through you, through the missionaries that went from the U.S. to other places overseas, I met Jesus Christ. It was an American missionary who came to my country and present to me the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why today I'm saying this is the day. If you don't like it, blame yourself. So, do it. Oh, wait. We have to get ready. You are waking up my wife as well. Yeah. So we have to do something. At the end, can you help me? Because I believe what you taught me. You taught me that God's name is to be praised. So can you help me to do this at the end? Praise the Lord. Amen? So we are ready now. Please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's beautiful to be in the house of the Lord. And I'm not going to read this verse for you, because all of you know this. Everyone has at least 3, 4, 5 times read this. But there is a family who was from California in Loma Linda. And the picture is there. I don't see it. Can you see the picture? The picture is at the corner over there. Can you see that? I don't see that. But you know what? That family left Loma Linda, California, and they went down to Central America, where my people were without Christ. They came one day, that American told America, well, I need to complain about that. He told me, Pastor Paul told me that he preaches here. But he told me that I am not tall enough. So, I will never forget that. So, that family came from Loma Linda to introduce Jesus. Wow. Jesus Christ to my family, to my neighbors, to my country. That guy was doing everything for us to believe. This is the family. This is the family who came to my country to spend the rest of their lives to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why today I want to say this. I know you love your country. I know you are Americans and you love your country. You better. But you know what? I love it as well. I love it. And I'm going to say this. God bless America. Amen. God bless America. Because of you, we have Christians everywhere over there. Glory. Praise the Lord. And this is the family who came to stay with us. And I believe in their message, because you know what? They were not only preaching from the pulpit. they gave their lives for us, for Jesus over there. Pastor Ford, he passed in my country. His wife Lillian, 86, told me, I'm not going to leave him alone. He passed here. I'm going to stay with him until Jesus comes. So they both are there in El Salvador. How can I have doubts about the message? I believe in the message. I believe in the message. And it's something that he told me is, and I will never forget that, it is my belief that the gospel of Luke represents theology of the early Christian movement, and the book of Acts represents practice. So I believe what this family did. This family introduced me the book of Acts. Wow, the Holy Spirit over there. Peter and John walking and saying, I don't have money. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, get up and walk. Wow. Power. Power. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is power of the name of Jesus Christ. And we are part of that. When I was reading the book of Acts, the first two verses, he's saying, Luke is saying, Theophilus, I wrote this about Jesus, who began to do and to teach. Actually, the King James is saying both, to do and to teach. He came from heaven to earth to do and to teach. To do and to teach. This American family who moved to Central America, to El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, all those countries over there, poor villages over there, they came like Jesus to the mission to do and to teach. To do and to teach. And when they passed, I was saying, I have to do something. I want to be like them. I want to do and I want to teach. So they left. They went with the Lord. But I still have that in my brain. It's beautiful to have theology, but it's also beautiful to have practice. Theology and practice. And theology is important because when you start reading the book of Luke, the gospel of Luke starts with a song. After the introduction, it's a prayer written by a 15-year-old girl. And this girl is saying beautiful things about Jesus Christ, but it's called, traditionally this prayer or this song is called the Magnificat. I can easily pronounce this because it's Latin. It says, the Magnificat, that means, my soul magnifies the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? My soul magnifies the Lord. She is singing a song of hope that her son will continue to sing. Her expectation is God's expectation. The radical nature of what Mary said has not been forgotten by the biblical scholars. I was reading this from William Barclay. He wrote, there is loneliness in the Magnificat, but in that loneliness, here is dynamite. Christianity begets a revolution in each man and revolution in this world. I want to tell you this. I was without shoes. I didn't know how to read and write. My mom didn't know how to read and write. We didn't have a hope. No hope. At all. No hope. My family, alcoholics. No hope. No hope in my country. We're fighting. We were just about to start a civil war. We're fighting. No hope. But the dynamite came into my country. Not to destroy, but to build. In my neighborhood, people were coming to Christ. People were coming to Christ and changing their lives. Changing their lives by the dynamite, by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to say this. There are 25 other Ivans who are preaching the gospel in 25 different countries because of that dynamite that was brought to us from this American missionary. Isn't that beautiful? This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every time that you are talking about mission, it's about, you are talking about dynamite. It's power. It's power. Just to have a little example before I show you some videos and some pictures. I have my friend with me, my friend Tim. He is a teacher from Nooksack Valley. And she met Maria. Who is Maria? Maria is a lady who came from Mexico to the U.S. looking for the green dream. But she was not lucky. She got leukemia. There is no hope for her. She went to the hospital. The hospital is telling her that there is no hope. She's dying. She's on the final steps to die. But Maria in the hospital is asking someone, I need somebody who can pray for me. So I don't know how she got someone there calling me to my phone and saying, Pastor Ivan, Maria is dying and she is asking for a prayer. I don't know Maria, but we pray. We pray over the phone, and I was praying in the name of Jesus Christ. And I was praying in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I truly believe that every time that we pray, God does something big. So we were praying. Suddenly, we finished the prayer, and I said, Maria, God bless you. I was expecting not to hear from her anymore because I was told that she is dying. A week later, she is sitting in the congregation. Usually, Mexicans, even though I know Mexican, I'm labeled as Mexican, so I eat tamales like Mexicans. So, you know what they do? Every time that somebody pass, they do tamales. They eat tamales. It's weird. So we were getting ready to eat tamales. But you know what? She's in church. I don't know her. We are giving the welcome. We are saying welcome everyone. And she's saying, I'm Maria. And I say, welcome Maria. I continue. And she didn't allow me to continue. She said, I'm Maria. And I say, oh yeah, welcome Maria. One more time. She's saying, I'm Maria. And say, welcome Maria. I'm saying, this is ladies crazy. Do not allow me to continue. I say, do you remember me? I'm saying, no, I don't remember you. And she said, I'm Maria. I said, hi, Maria. The one from the hospital. The one with leukemia. I didn't die. So don't cook tamales. Dynamite. Isn't that beautiful? So, she went to the treatment. It was about 3-4 months ago. She went to the treatment to Seattle, chemo. And after the chemo, before she went to chemo, she told me, Pastor Ivan, that day, I need to know about Jesus Christ. I don't know anything about him. I know there is a God. I know that God has a son, but I don't know him. Can you show me who he is? Can you teach me about him? Because I don't want to die without him. No, first of all, she's saying, I don't want to die, but if I die, I want to die with him. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. While you were praying, I'm going to tell you this, Pastor Ivan. Maybe you are not going to believe, but I'm going to tell you this because this is the truth. This is what happened in the hospital, in St. Joseph Hospital. Well, after you pray, the doctor, a handsome doctor, got into my room. Listen, a handsome doctor got into my room, and the doctor told me, Maria, you are going to get better. And then the nurse is coming, I'm saying, the doctor is saying that I'm going to get better. The nurse is saying, who told you that? The doctor, the nurse thinks that Maria is getting crazy. But Maria believed that the visitor was Jesus Christ. And after she left the hospital, she wants to meet him again. She came to church. We gave her a Bible. We started reading the Bible with her. And one day, a week later, she's telling me, I want to give my life to him. It's not that beautiful that is happening in the U.S., in the Whatcom County. People who didn't know Jesus Christ is coming to him. And then she's saying, I want to baptize. I want to give my life to him. And you are not going to believe. I don't know if you were there, Tim. You were there. Seven more people who didn't plan. I didn't plan to baptize eight. Seven more saying, I want to be baptized, including the person who called me to the hospital. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ, and all of them now are believers of Jesus Christ. It's happening here because it's dynamite. It's power. It's power. The message that you believe is powerful. And I can be telling you different testimonies about what Jesus does for the church or with the church, in the church. When Maria was saying this song, Luke then moved onto a deeper narrative situation introducing John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is a, Luke is saying, whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise. So John the Baptist is talking about the repentance, but the repentance goes on to this, is the gospel of Jesus Christ changing hearts and changing hearts into a point that you have to share with others what you got. What is that? You know that I play piano? I play piano. Yeah. Without shoes. Because I learned to play piano without shoes. The missionary told me, this is a book. You have a book like this over here, a hymn book. I don't know your hymn book. But he told me, this is solfa. So I'm going to teach you how to read this. He's sharing with me. Now I can read this. And I can play this. Because he got the heart to share with me. I can play flute. I can play guitar. Without shoes. Somebody share. And this is all about, mission is all about, is sharing what we got. If you got joy, share it. If you got peace, share it. If you have that wonderful promise of joy that God has given to us, share it. This is to do mission. This is what this pastor did with us. He was doing practice. He was practicing. He was not just giving us theology. He was practicing. Remember what Jesus did. He did and he taught. Amen? So, I came to Linden. It's there somewhere. It's there. I know Bellingham is there, but Linden is there as well. I didn't know where Linden was. I didn't know. Bellingham is not well known in Central America. But Linden doesn't exist. However, we were invited by God, a divine appointment. We moved from Central America to treat cancer to Canada. Divine appointment. During those days, God invited us to do a Bible study in Linden. We didn't plan it. Nobody planned it. Actually, I didn't like the person who invited me to do the Bible study. Pastors need to be honest, at least in the pulpit. I told my wife, I don't like that man. She's there. I don't like that man because the man was not polite. Ivan, God told me that you have to do this. And I am saying, wow, God talks to me too. Why do I have to hear from God, from other person? But we came, we crossed the border from Canada. We knew it was in the U.S. The first problem is at the border. The immigration officer is asking me, hopefully there is no one here. The immigration officer is asking me, where are you coming? Where are you going to the U.S.? And say, well, welcome, where are you going to? I'm saying, I'm going to the U.S., to the United States of America. I say, I know that, I know that. Where are you coming? Where are you going to do? I'm saying, I don't know. I knew everything is wrong. It's not working out. The officer got mad and told me, you need to tell me. What are you going to be doing in my country? I said, sir, I don't know. What I know is this guy who is driving over there, the guy I didn't like, the guy over there, I'm following him. I don't know where he's going to. I got into Linden. I noticed that there is a lot of cows there. First time in Linden. We did a Bible study. But within the first 3 months, 50 new believers came to Christ. I knew at that time that it was not that man, it was Jesus Christ calling us unto Linden. 50 new believers. And we have a problem because we were at Linden Community Church. They opened the doors for us. But you know, you are not going to believe. We grew. And we were more and more and more. And they have a little church, and we knew that we have to go out. Because there was not enough space for us. One day I told the congregation at Linden Community Church, thank you very much for the space that you gave us. But today we are leaving because God has something for us. My congregation is with me and we are walking out from this, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, walking out. When we got out, one of my deacons is telling me, Pastor Ivan, where are we going to meet next Sunday? I say, I don't know. This is the beautiful part that you don't know. God knows. And we were worshiping from one place to the other, but you are not going to believe. I went to several places to preach the gospel like this. If you want to give volume to this. I am preaching in Cedro Woolley, in the streets of Cedro Woolley. I don't have a church. This is my pulpit. Please forgive the loudness. But I'm trying to get everyone there. I want to tell you this. The only reason I stopped is because the police came. But I'm going to tell you this. We got a church now in Cedro Woolley. People came to Christ. Hey.
Nos bautizamos en el nombre del Padre, y en el nombre del Hijo, y en el nombre del Espíritu Santo de Dios. Amén. Amen.
More people coming to Christ. This is in Nooksack. In Nooksack, happens something.
Amen.
I didn't know we were going to plant a church in Nooksack. You didn't know?
Juntos lo bautizamos y esperamos que juntos entren a la puerta.
Amén.
Amén. Así que, Pastor Conrado.
Amén. Padre que está en los cielos, Señor.
Sí, Señor.
Le damos, Señor, la gloria y le damos la alabanza, Señor, por darnos este privilegio, Señor, a tus siervos, Pastor Iván y a mí, Señor, de bautizar, Señor, a mi hermano Felipe.
Sí, Señor.
Y a mi hermana, Señor Jeremías.
Amén.
Señor, nosotros, como ministros del Evangelio, Señor, por la gracia suya, bautizamos, Señor, a esta pareja, Señor. La bautizamos en el nombre del Padre, la bautizamos en el nombre del Hijo, y la bautizamos en el nombre del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
Amén.
What happened over here? You may be aware that there was a Methodist church in Nooksack for more than 100 years. One day, they decided to close their doors. They decided to close their doors because there were few members, only probably 10 or 12. Somebody is knocking on my door. He's saying, Pastor Ivan, do you notice that the Methodist church is closing? I'm saying, no, I don't know. Remember, I don't know. And I went to Nooksack with the pastor who invited me. We went to the altar, to the church. My prayer was, since I didn't know, Lord, bless this congregation. We don't want this congregation to disappear. This building belongs to you. It's a church. Help them. When I finish my prayer, the pastor is telling me, why don't you buy it? And I say, my prayer was not for that. First of all, we don't have the money. Secondly, we don't have any believers in this area. Because usually, what you do, you know that, you get first people, a group of believers, and then you go and look for a place to worship. But now it's different. This pastor is telling me, so in order to kill the business, I told her, and I told them, the Methodists, I told them, I'm going to give you $50,000. I don't know from where I got that $50,000. Maybe while I was praying, God put that number here, because I was not under any circumstance with the willingness to buy anything. My budget is zero. So we negotiated, and they said, we will sell it to you. Now I have a problem. They say, yes, and I don't have the money. During the prayer meetings, I was praying with a good friend of mine who is a police officer. My prayer is, it's a very personal meeting with him once per week. I'm saying, Lord, help me with this difficult situation. After the prayer, my friend Ali is telling me, Ivan, what is the problem? I explained the problem to him. You are not going to believe. There was a local congregation in Linden who came out with $35,000. And you are not going to believe this. The Methodist Church gave us the building only for a few dollars. And now, the baptism that you were looking with Pastor Conrado over here, I'm going forward. The baptism that we saw over there is the first baptism that we did at Nooksack. And today, I'm really happy to share with you that there are 40 new believers in that area. It's Christ. I didn't know. Did I plan it? No. And I'm gonna tell you this. The same thing happens in Maple Falls. The Assembly of God, what is the name of the church? It's Assembly of God Church over there at the mountain. River of Life is the one who holds that building, but it's Silver Lake. Silver Lake Community Church is there. They are closing their doors and they are praying for a year, saying, we don't want to sell this building. We want this building to be a church. So they were praying for a year. There was Larry, a good friend of mine who is a missionary in Bellingham. He is playing the piano for me in the church here in Bellingham. But one day he told me, Pastor Ivan, I'm leaving you alone because now you have a piano player. You don't need me anymore. So next Sunday after he left the church, because we have a piano player, he's looking for other places to play the piano. So he went to the church over there with Pastor Ken in Deming, and Pastor Ken is saying, well, it's been a year praying. We believe that God is going to send someone to plant a new church in that building. And Larry, my friend, is saying, I know the person is Ivan. I didn't know. Pastor Ken called me and he said, well, I would like to meet with you. And he gave me his keys. You have the keys? He gave me the keys and he's saying, I'm going to give you these keys. Hurry up, it's late. He told me, these are the keys for the church. You plant a church and you keep the keys. I got the keys and said, Lord, this is not a way. Well, my way. This is not a way, Lord. So he gave me 3 months. During the 3 months, Pastor Ken is sitting over there. I am doing visitation in the neighborhood. Nobody comes to church. I am doing my part. Nobody shows up. Just Pastor Ken and I don't like him neither. He's there. And the reason I don't like him because he's looking at me, waiting for me to preach. I have to preach for him alone 3 months. Nobody shows up. I am doing that on Mondays because Monday is my day off. It's the only day I have to do this. And now after 3 months, I am there in the piano playing How Great Thou Art and crying, saying, Lord, I failed. I shouldn't have received those keys. But you know what? I was crying and crying. When I finished playing How Great Thou Art, there was a woman over there and saying, Pastor Herman, is this a church? And I said, yes, it's a church, Pastor Ken. I'm sorry, I'm not going to preach in English. Today, Spanish. The lady brought family and friends. And today, we have a church in Maple Falls. Dynamite. This is Michael Badior. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison in Canada, on the southern side of the border. I was with a bike at nights, preaching to the homeless. My target was Hispanics, but he's Canadian. And he is telling me, tall guy, big guy, those fighters without hair, is telling me, hey, what are you doing here? I'm saying, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to go on my knees. You pray for me. If I don't feel anything, I kill you. I have a partner with me because it's not good to be by yourself. So I have a partner. We have a kind of signal. I was trying to do the signal and the guy didn't get it. Nah. I was trying to say, go! So I have to pray. Probably it's the most important prayer in my life because the guy is there and I say, Lord, you have to do something with him. If not, he's going to kill me. But Michael came to Christ. And I didn't have a church, so I said, Michael, we have to go to a river to do the baptism. And he said, no, let's go to the public pool in Burnaby Because I have committed sin against this city and I need to ask for forgiveness. So I went to the pool. I asked the people over there who manage that pool, say, can you give me just 2 minutes? Because there is a guy who wants to change their life, his life. And Michael is there. And the beautiful part about that is 6 months later, Michael is doing the same in the river. This is Michael. And he told me, Pastor Ivan, there are 8 guys who want to give their life to Jesus Christ. And I say, I don't have the time. Well, can I do that? Do it. How many of you say amen? Amen. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. To do and to teach. To do and to teach. And that's why I have these men here. This man, when I baptized him, one of his closest relatives told me, Pastor Ivan, don't do that. Have you ever been in a situation like this, Pastor, when you are going to baptize somebody and somebody from the congregation is stopping you? No, don't do that. So they told me, don't do that. I'm saying, why not? Because you don't know him. He's a bad guy. Don't do that. But I was saying, wow, I don't know him, but I know him. And I told this person, you don't know him. No, no, you don't know him. No, you don't know him. I was talking about Jesus. She was talking about him. I want to tell you this now. He is Pastor Conrado Camacho. He is the pastor in the church that we have in Burlington and Nooksack. Isn't that beautiful? Pastor Leonardo, he is the pastor at the church in Bellingham. And that's why we have a Bible training center. We are trying to train pastors, new pastor for Jesus Christ. This is the church in Nooksack. And just to finish, because I know we have to go. This is one of the most beautiful moments in my life with my wife. We were able to remove a sign of a funeral home. And we placed instead a sign of a church. No more dying, life. And for that reason, from Linden, we have moved to other places. We have different places, planting churches, because I don't know what I'm doing, but Jesus does. Jesus does. May the Lord bless you. And remember these 2 things. Simple lesson from me to my students over there in Linden. To do and to teach. God bless you.
Just going to change the script here on how we're going to close today. These are pictures that are real. These aren't just stories, folks. When I first met Ivan, it was like hard for me to wrap my brain around 1,500 people being baptized. It was hard for me to conceive of people who had just been saved and baptized, and Ivan is launching them as pastors in these churches. But you've seen it. And these are not stories. These are real people. And Ivan, I just want to say on behalf of our church how much we're grateful for your answering the call. Coming by faith. I know some of the stories and obstacles you've had to overcome. And we honor you. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Amen. Along with the tapestry of other churches in this county. This is nothing that anyone orchestrated, planned. You've heard how this man has followed the Lord. And we honor you too, as well as his wife, and know what you have done as a family to forge and just to lay yourselves out before Christ. So I would be honored if you would pray for this church. We need the infusion of faith to believe beyond the comfort of what we have experienced in this church. You're a prophet. You've heard me say you're an apostle. And I say that because apostles multiply. I've been around a few in my life, and Ivan, that's a gift that God's given you, according to Ephesians chapter 4. So I'd like to invite us as a church, would you stand together? And I would ask us all to submit ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit through this man, through the prophetic ministry, through the evangelistic ministry, through the apostolic ministry that God has given you among us. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for us as a church?
Amen. Heavenly Father, this is a privilege for me as a foreign missionary in the U.S. to be praying for your church. I know that you are in this church. I can feel your presence. And today, Lord, I'm asking you to keep blessing this congregation and to help them to do and to teach. Thank you, Lord, for every person who is already involved doing something for the church. We pray for them to be loyal to you, to be obedient to you. Yes. And Lord, show us not only your mercy and your grace and your love, but show us, Lord, your glory.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Lord. I pray for this church and the pastors, the family, the kids, the different ministries they have, in the name of the Father,
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Pastor Ivan, I just want to remind you that our offering on the 13th, this is one of the recipients, and it's in particular, it's the part of his ministry that reaches out beyond their own churches. They have all kinds of wonderful justice ministries that are extended from the collection of churches that he has. That's where our offering monies will be going. So be continuing to pray about that, but we want to bless you in that way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being here. May the peace of Christ go with you. Take a short break, and then again, stay in here for more of Pastor Ivan. The other two classes will start in about 5 minutes.